Well, if you believe this election was the climate election, the question is what happens with our next biggest single carbon emitter? Industry supergiant HESTA has taken the bold step of announcing it will reject AGL's controversial demerger when it comes up for vote next month. The $68 billion fund, which preserves the nest eggs of thousands of workers in health and community service sectors, says it is, quote, unconvinced that AGL's proposal to spin off its coal-fired power stations into separate businesses is compatible with Australia's commitment to the Paris Climate Agreement. The decision will be a boost to tech billionaire Mike Cannon-Brookes' bid for the company, in which he took 11.3% stake last month. HESTA Chief Debbie Blakey joins me now. Debbie, was this an easy decision to make on behalf of your members?
Oh, that's an interesting question. They're never easy decisions because they're very complex. But I think at the end of the day, if we go back to the core principles and values of wanting to protect and enhance members' investment, it becomes quite a logical decision.
So you're saying this is not out and out a financial decision. This is a more holistic decision when you take into account long-term risks such as climate change.
Yeah, look, it is a financial decision for us. I mean, we believe very strongly, a core belief for us is that a proactive, orderly transition to net zero is in the best financial interest of our members. Because in the long term, climate risk will play out as a key risk. And we believe there is significant risk of stranded assets and of a very disorderly transition to low carbon, which would obviously impact their investments.
What's HESTA's stake in AGL? I think it's 0.36%.
Yes, it's 0.36%.
So, I mean, do you really think this is going to have much of an influence on the business, or are you hopeful that it sends a message to other investors who have more skin in the game?
Well, I think it's actually a watershed moment in active ownership. And I don't think it matters how much you have invested, but for responsible investors like HESTA to take a stand and to engage and to push big emitters like AGL to act on climate change, I think is critical, no matter how much you own of the company.
I just want to go into more detail. You've said that the fiduciary risks to your members are central to this decision. What have you told your members about those fiduciary risks?
We have a lot of information, obviously, on our website and all our communications to members about our core beliefs, and in particularly about active ownership. And I think that that's why this is so important, that, you know, divestment in situation like this is not the solution. The issue as an investor like HESTA is how do we most directly influence companies, market economies as a whole? And the responsibility we have to create that sustainable value creation in the organizations we invest in. And we certainly talk a lot to our members, but probably more important, we listen to our members. And this matters to them. Our members have made that very clear to us.
Does divestment remain an option for HESTA? I mean, a number of large asset owners have simply divested themselves from AGL altogether, jettisoning your idea of active ownership.
Look, it doesn't, from our perspective, it doesn't help the transition to low carbon to end up with a clean portfolio in a dirty carbon intensive world. And I think that's absolutely critical for us, that our members' investments remain exposed to the broader economy. So if we divest and we don't own these interests, our members are still exposed to them in the broader economy. And that's why we think there's a much bigger opportunity to use our portfolio to help drive that global transition to a low carbon future.
AGL has today accused Mike Cannon-Brookes of spreading mistruths about the solvency of its proposed spin-off business. Have you also given consideration to this? Do you share those concerns?
We haven't considered that. We actually don't have a view on that. I mean, at this point, what we have done a deep analysis on is the demerger decision. And we focused on that and what is in our members' best interest. We haven't considered beyond that the possibilities.
HESTA CEO Debbie Blakey is here on RN Drive with Andy Park. I mean, presumably you've been mulling over this for some time, Debbie. Did you deliberately wait until after the federal election to make this announcement?
No, Andy, we have been mulling over it for some time. We've been engaging with the company and obviously considering the information that they have put out. And look, it's just the process we go through. We have quite an extensive internal process to make a decision about our voting. And it just happened to be that today we have finalised that and we're in a position to announce it.
Having said that, what message do you think Saturday's result has sent to the business community about where public opinion is on issues such as the need for increased climate action?
Well, I think clearly Australians are seeking action on climate change. And I think we've seen that in the way that Australians have voted and that they are seeking action on the things that matter to our country, matter to our future, matter to future generations. And clearly climate change is one of the most critical of those, that really this is the decade we need to deal with that. And I think the Australian community is realising that.
Well, I'm sure the community, investment community, and all of us earthbound citizens will be watching the next move of this proposed demerger. Debbie, thanks so much for your time tonight.
Thanks, Andy.
Debbie Blakey is the Chief Executive Officer of Hester Superfund.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.